This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump is looking into building his own social media platform. That's what he said just hours after his personal Twitter account was permanently suspended. Trump sent his latest tweets from the official government account at POTUS saying, quote, "We will not be silenced," and accusing Twitter of coordinating with Democrats and what he called the radical left. Twitter later deleted the posts. It also suspended Trump's campaign account, at Team Trump, for violating its rules. The company said accounts used by Trump to get around the Twitter ban could also face permanent suspension under its ban evasion policies. Trump still has access to the official at White House and at POTUS accounts, but will lose this when his presidential term ends. Earlier Friday, Twitter had permanently suspended Mr. Trump's personal account, citing the possibility he could incite more violence after hundreds of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol this week. Twitter specifically pointed to two of the president's Friday tweets as a violation of its policy against the glorification of violence. Twitter had temporarily blocked Trump's account earlier in the week following the violence at the Capitol. The World Health Organization, or WHO, says wealthy nations have bought most of the current supply of available COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the world's poorest nations unable to obtain them. At a briefing Friday in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO-organized international vaccine cooperative called COVAX has now secured contracts for 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines, which it is prepared to roll out in low- and middle-income countries as soon as they are delivered. Tedros said the vaccine cooperative has first right of refusal on an additional billion doses, but 42 countries, 36 wealthy nations, and 6 middle-income nations are operating COVID-19 vaccine programs, and that leaves no additional available vaccine for poorer nations. This is VOA News. Afghan police say security forces have arrested 3 people in connection with last month's murder of a prominent election activist. High-profile figures, including journalists, politicians, and rights activists, have increasingly been targeted in recent months as violence surges in Afghanistan, despite peace talks between the government and the Taliban. On December 23rd, gunmen ambushed Mohammad Yusuf Rashid, who led an independent election monitoring organization in a southern suburb of the capital as he drove to work. He and his driver died from their wounds later at a city hospital. Rashid was head of the Free and Fair Election Forum of Afghanistan, which, according to its website, has worked since 2004 to promote democracy, good government, governance, and human resource management in the conflict-wracked country. An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan has sentenced to death 3 men for disseminating anti-Islam content and videos over social media. The tribunal in Islamabad found the suspect guilty of, quote, inciting hatred and contempt on religion, sectarian, or ethnic basis to stir up violence, according to a copy of the ruling. A 4th defendant accused in the same case, a college professor in the Pakistani capital, was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment on charges he used derogatory remarks against the Prophet Muhammad in one of his lectures that was later uploaded online. All of the convicted defendants have the right to an appeal, their sentences. Blasphemy is a highly sensitive subject in Pakistan, where insulting the Prophet Muhammad carries the death penalty. Even more accusations of blasphemy have incited mass protests and mob lynching. The U.S. economy lost 140,000 jobs in December as it continued to be battered by the worsening coronavirus crisis. The U.S. Labor Department reported Friday the December jobless rate remained unchanged from the previous month at 6.7% despite labor market weakness. December was the first time in 8 months the economy lost jobs. The U.S. added 336,000 new jobs in November. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.